More than 20 coastal barrier island researchers came to Galveston Island in early January from New England, the Pacific Coast, and all points between where ocean meets U.S. soil. Many had never seen the level of destruction wrought by Hurricane Ike, but now they have a goal that will involve research, management, and outreach to the public in order to help the nation's barrier islands. Here's Wake Forest University botanist and project leader William Smith.
People love to build, populations love to live in these areas. Their initial establishments because of the fishing and all the resources that are available. You know, barrier islands protect coastlines, they protect the wetlands. They do so many things that have tremendous economic value in providing all these ecosystem services, not just to the barrier islands, but to the coastline, adjacent coastline. So that now brings in another dimension. And in this day and age, scientists today realize these complex problems have to be addressed in a multidisciplinary way.
The team is funded by the National Science Foundation on a five-year project to find solutions. It includes researchers from various backgrounds, from anthropology to zoology. Dr. Rusty Fagan, Texas AgriLife Research Ecosystems Management Scientist and project co-leader, said the studies will mix the needs of both people and the ecology around the islands.
We basically outlined several important perspectives to look at for sustaining barrier islands and coasts in general in a better way. $1 million house is always going to beat a $30,000 marsh, but when you start looking at things at bigger scales and looking at maps, you see that, well, if you overdevelop an area, then you start cutting out the marshes and cutting out natural areas like beaches, then that actually devalues housing prices.
More information about the network can be found at www.coastalbarrierisland.org. Reporting for Texas AgriLife Research, I'm Kathleen Phillips.